Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. If you've ever had the pleasure of getting a teenager out of bed in time for school, then this scene from the 1982 teen classic Fast Times at Ridgemont High might sound a little familiar.
Dad says you have to get up.
Leave me alone.
Dad says you're going to be late again, you booger. Dad, Jeff Rose, don't slap me.
As it turns out, Jeff Spicoli might have had a biological argument for why he should have been allowed to sleep in just a little bit more. Jessica Leahy is an educator and contributing writer to The Atlantic, where she recently wrote about the debate over school start times. And Jessica joins us now on Word of Mouth. Hi.
Hi.
So the American Academy of Pediatrics released a new policy statement about the importance of getting enough sleep specifically for teenagers. Now, what did they say? And any surprises in there?
There really weren't any surprises for people who've been following the research. They just decided to take the vast body of research on adolescent sleep and on the impact that changing start times can have on kids and compiled that in one report and then issued a policy statement based on that.
What ages are we talking about and how much sleep do we think these teenagers need?
Well, teenagers need at least 9.5 hours of sleep a night. And when I go speak at schools, they just laugh. They really do laugh at that. They say there's just no way that's going to happen. And part of the reason that can't happen is that they have a really different biological system than we do in terms of how their brains respond to their need for sleep. They have two things. They have a sleep delay. Melatonin doesn't get released in their brains until later on at night. And they also have a different sense of their own fatigue. They don't feel the sleep pressure in the way younger kids and adults feel that sleep pressure, that I haven't gotten enough sleep. I really need to go to sleep now.
So you're saying that they're sort of biologically hardwired to be night owls?
They absolutely are.
And are we talking 11 through 19, or is there a more focused age that we're talking about here?
It really varies from kid to kid. You know, when we use the term adolescent, that has shifted over time and is very different based on the population you're talking about, kid to kid.
I would guess that the obvious reason to do this is that we're worried about kids' academic performance. But did they mention any other reasons that it's really important that kids are getting this sleep? I mean, what are the downsides to getting not enough?
Well, there's a lot of things that have been looked at in the 15 school districts that have changed their school start times by an hour. We've seen some really interesting results. We've seen a decline in mood disorders. We've seen a decline in inattentiveness. One of the big things that I am a big fan of is we've seen a reduction in the rate of adolescent car accidents, kids
oh, wow.
who are involved in car accidents. But then we see an increase in testing scores. We see an increase in the, again, attentiveness. And we see overall the kids seem to report better moods, better behavior.
Okay, well, what about, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there thinking this, the argument that maybe we're coddling our kids here. I mean, when we talk about toddlers getting enough sleep, it's with this understanding that they're not old enough to make those decisions for themselves. But for older teenagers anyway, I get the sense that maybe we want our students to start learning what they need and trying to take care of that themselves.
Absolutely, and I'm a big fan of that. The problem is with teenagers, because of this delayed melatonin release at night, it's not that they don't want to go to sleep. It's not that they're saying, oh, I really need to get my homework done earlier and get myself to bed. But because of this delayed melatonin response, they simply don't get sleepy until later than adults and children do. And that makes it so that no matter what we do, they're going to have a naturally later bedtime.
Okay, so what time are we talking about starting school then? What is the recommendation? 8:30, 9 o'clock? I mean, it could go anywhere.
Well, the 8 o'clock right now is the average start time across the country, and the American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending no earlier than 8:30. But they also say for kids that have really long commute times, schools are going to have to look at that independently and see how those commute times affect starting time for school. But 8:30 right now is the time that they're putting down as the absolute earliest to start school.
And what do you think parents have to say about this whole mess?
The emails I've been getting have been just really interesting. Number one, parents are saying, well, what happens to after school stuff? Mm. You know, what's going to happen to sports? What's going to happen to activities? But most parents are saying, absolutely, it is a nightmare to get my kid out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning so they can catch the bus at 7 so that school can start at 7:30, 7:45. So there's been a lot of support from parents.
You've been following education for a long time. You're an educator yourself. Do you think there's any chance that these recommendations are going to get adopted? Or do you think schools are maybe too overwhelmed by curricula and just the inertia of earlier start times to make any changes whatsoever?
I'm going to be watching really carefully. I think the American Academy of Pediatrics has a lot of weight behind their recommendations. It's based on really good research. I hope school administrators pay attention. Parents are saying that they're forwarding this story on to their administrators, their teachers, their superintendents, and hopefully it'll make a change.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about
it. You're very welcome.
Jessica Leahy is a contributing writer to The Atlantic. You can find her article, Students Aren't Getting Enough Sleep, Schools Start Too Early. That's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.